Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot Daf Mem Dalad Amud Bet, and we're going to take a look at the end of Mishnah Aleph right now of our Perek. We spent a good and very enjoyable tangent discussing the laws of Tzitzit and a little bit back of Tefillin in the context of things which are not ma'akev each other, Tchelet Levan, Tefillin Shalad, Tefillin Shal Rosh. We'll continue with that. Hasolat v'Hashem ein ma'akvin et hayayin. So even though, as we learned in the third parak, Solat and Shemen are ma'akev each other, but they're not ma'akev yayin, v'lo ma'ayayin ma'akvan, which means that if you are bringing a minchat nesachim, minchat to accompany a korban, and you only have the wine, or only have the Shemen and Solat, then each of them can be brought independently. This we've already learned in Tzvachim, that the matanot dam that go on the outer mizbeach, even of a chatat, which requires four, are not ma'akev each other, and only one of them is indispensable. Tana Rabbanan, o minchatam v'niskehem. Now, this is in the context of minchat nesachim. O minchatam v'niskehem, have mincha v'chakach have nesachim. That's the Tanakama's position, which is first you bring the mincha, then you bring the nesachim. Rabbi Omer, he quotes a different pasuk from Vayikra, Zevach u'nesachim, have zevach v'charkach have nesachim, meaning that you bring the animal, then you bring the nesachim, and the minchas afterwards. So the question is what the order is, whether it's mincha nesachim or nesachim and mincha. Rabbi nami haktiv minchatam v'niskehem, but Rabbi also has to contend with the pasuk, u'minchatam v'niskehem, he says, Minchatam Niskehem is not there to tell you a sequence, but rather to tell you that you could bring the Minachot and Niskehem and Nesachim of an animal even that night, even the next day, and it will still be a valid offering. Rabbanan Ami Haktiv is Zevachu Nesachim, they have to contend with Rabbi's Pasuk. What makes the Nesachim sanctified? Only when you shecht the animal. That's why it's zevach u'nesachim. Now, each one of them has to contend with the opposite position. Rabbi Namim Baile the Chazir. Rabbi Nim needs that halacha. Rabbi Namim Baile the Hun, the Mechatov Neskehem, Alay, Mechatov Neskehem, Afilu Machar. So each position has to find some source for the other one's halacha. So all of this goes out. Elahainu Tamayu de Rabbanan. What's the Rabbanan's real reason? Dichtiv Ola u'mincha. It describes Ola u'mincha, meaning the mincha comes first. Rabbi Nami Aktiv Ola u'mincha. Rabbi has to contend with that, and what will he do? Ela b'va'im azavachu le'amalo pligin mincha v'achar kach nesachim. Let's go back to the drawing board. If it's a mincha that comes along with a korban, that is mincha nesachim, everybody agrees mincha, and then nesachim, it's Aktiv Ola u'mincha. It says Ola u'mincha zavachu nesachim. Ki pligi va'im fri atzman, when you bring them independently. Since if you would bring mincha and nesachim with an animal, the order would be mincha then nesachim. You do the same thing when they're alone. Rabbi says, no, he says the reason that the Torah said that you bring the mincha first with an animal is because the animal is food, the mincha is food. And the wine is not. But when they're alone, the nesachim are better. Why? This is a sugya we'll get to on Daf Yud Aleph of Masechet Arachim, of the shira that the Levim would sing on a korban was sung when the wine was libated. And so therefore, that is preferable. Okay. The end of the Mishnah. This is a piece we saw in Zvachim. How do we know that any korban brought on the outside, one matana, is sufficient? B'diavad, shenemar v'dam zvachecha yishafech. Spill it, al mizbach Hashem alokecha. So the spilling it here can't be referred to shvichat shiraim, because that's not al mizbech, that's al hayisod. So that must be referred, one shvicha is enough. Okay, the next Mishnah Bet, parim v'ha'ilim v'kvasim, and possibly v'asirim, problem with the girsaot, Einan me'akvin zedze, and we're not sure which bulls, rams, and lambs we're talking about. Rabbi Shimon Omer, im hayu lahem parim rubim v'lo hayu lahem nesachim, yavi par echan nesachim v'lo ikrivu kulam b'lo nesachim. Again, the context is unclear, but if they had lots of bulls, but not nesachim, better they should use the money for nesachim and bring fewer bulls, even only one, with the proper nesachim. Now, hani parim kvasim deheicha, which parim kvasim are we talking about? Ilay medachag, if it's the ones brought on Sukkot, kemishpat and kemishpatam ktibahu. It says you have to bring them kemishpat, which means that all of them have to be brought. It's ma'akev. Elder Rosh Chodesh v'atzeret t'chomash ha'pkudim. It must be the offering of Rosh Chodesh and the one of Shavuot as recorded in Bamidbar. We're going to see more about that in the next sugya. Now, in Bamidbar, in Parsha Pinchas, you have the list of all of the, what we call Musafei Hayom, that lists two parim, one ayil, and seven kvasim for Shavuot. In Vayikra, there's another whole set of korbanot that are brought, of olot that are brought on Shavuot, besides the two kvasim that are brought with the lechem. We're going to deal with that right away. So, I dahanhu, da'ayilhu. But if that's true, then in both the cases of the Rosh Chodesh and of Atzeret, it's not elim, it's ayil. So why say elim? I da'atzeret t'torat konim, if it's the special korbanot of Shavuot brought in, that are mentioned by Yikra, where it's two elim, havayek tibuhu, there it says tihiyana and yihiyu, which means it's ma'akev. The answer is the olam atzeret t'torat konim. It is referring to Vayikra, v'hachikam arlo elim t'torat konim, makvil ayil d'chumash apkudim. Meaning that the elim from one are not ma'akev the other. And if one set is brought without the other set being brought, then it is still valid. So ela parim dafilu adari lo ma'akvi. So you're saying that the parim are not ma'akev each other. The one par and the two parim. Ve'elim dahachav dahachahu lo ma'akvi. And elim are not ma'akev each other. Inu ma'akvi, but are the parim ma'akev? So, in other words, the problem is that when the Mishnah said parim, kvasim, and elim are not ma'akev, so he said it's the elim going across from Vayikra Bamidbar. One set is not ma'akev, the other. And in the case of the parim, it's they themselves are not ma'akev. The answer is Tana hat mili mili ktani. The Tana was learning simply one thing at a time. Not that it's all one set. It's parim, are not ma'akev each other, the elim between Vayikra Bamidbar and the kvasim. Okay, now, uveyom ha'chodesh, we now have several odd psukim in Sefer Yechezkel. We'll put a nice siyum to it at the end of this piece, which may open a door to understanding some of what's going on with the previous passage. Uveyom ha'chodesh, tikach par b'makar tamim v'shisha kvasim v'ayil tamim yihyu. I mentioned six kvasim on Rosh Chodesh. So first the question is, par, matam ulomar, v'shinemar b'torah parim, in the Torah it says you bring two parim, v'nanshim lo matzah shnayim v'yechad. How do I know that if you don't have two, you can bring one? Which of course substantiates what we just said, that within the parim, even within their own set, if you don't have all of them, bring one. Talmud lomar, par, that's where it says par, in this passage in Yechezkel, which evidently is a nevuah geared towards the rebuilding of the Mikdash, what we call Bayit Sheni. Shisha kvasim matam lomar. Why did it say six kvasim? The Torah says seven. So how do I know that if you can't bring seven, you bring six? Now what we've done here is take this odd description of a korban in Sefer Yechezkel, which led many to think that Sefer Yechezkel was an antinomian book and should not be included in Tanakh, and actually find that it was not only firmly within the grasp of halacha, but actually teaching us other important halachic principles. In the later pasuk, it says you bring kvasim as you're able to afford. So since that's the case, shisha kvasim lamali. Why say six? Why not say one? Because you could bring as little as one. The answer is the common efshar laduri madrinan. You bring as many as you can. You don't just bring one if you can't bring seven. If you bring six, you bring six. Now, uminai in Shema Akvin Zedzeh, how do I know that the elim are ma'akev each other, Talmud Lomar Yihiyu, meaning the two elim and Torah Kohanim, both have to be there. Now, Komar Adonai, now continue to interpret some of these odd psukim in Yechezkel, Komar Adonai Elohim, Rishon b'chad l'chodesh tikach par b'makar tamim v'chiteta ta mikdash. So on the first day of Nisan, you're going to take a par, and chiteta ta mikdash. Chiteta, chatat, olahi, it's an olah is brought in Rosh Chodesh. Rav Yochanan Parshazu Eliyawati the Dorsha. So Rav Yochanan's position is, we don't understand it, Eliyahu will come and explain it. Rashi Amar, no, I can explain it. Miluim Mikrivu Meizra, that they brought the Miluim at the beginning of Nisan, as was done when Moshe dedicated the Mishkan, they brought it again at the beginning of the period of Bayit Sheni to rededicate. As an interesting end, Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Yossi, you should feel good because you made me feel good. You put me at rest and gave me an explanation I could live with of that strange pasuk in Yechezkel. Now, another strange pasuk, v'chol nevelah trefa min ha'of min ha'bema lo yochlu ha'kohanim. Kohanim cannot eat nevelah. What kohanim are lo yochlu ha'yisrael achli? Non-kohanim can eat nevelah? V'yocharam parshazu Eliyahu atid l'dorsha. Eliyahu will explain it. Again, Ravina Mar, no, I've got an explanation. Kohanim itzorichle. The pasuk in Yechezkel has to tell us that kohanim are obligated to abide by the restriction of nevela. Since, and this is similar to what we saw earlier with the Bigdei Kuhuna and issue of shatnez and tzitzit, I would think that since kohanim are allowed to eat nevela in the context of malika of a bird, therefore all nevelot are okay for them. Kamash Balan, so Yechezkel teaches that they can. Now, the last odd pasuk is this weird korban, v'chein taseh b'shiv'ah b'chodesh. On the 7th of the month, the 7th of Nisan, may ish shogeh umipeti, from a mistaken person, v'chipartem et abayit shiva, v'chipartem et abayit, and he cleansed the house. What is this? Shiva. Why is shiva? Yochanan, elu shiva shvatim shechatu v'she'en rubah shel kahal. Yochanan understands that this pasuk is alluding to the korban par helam dover shel tzibur that we saw in Horayot. He says, why does it mention seven? Seventh, it's not the date, the seventh of the month, but rather it's an allusion to the seven tribes that, oh, if seven tribes sinned, that's considered to be that the Rubah Shel Kahal, and that is, seven tribes sinned, even though they're not the majority in numbers, that's still called Rove, and they have to bring the Beit Din has to bring the Korban. Why does it say Bachodesh? Im Chidshu V'yamru Chelev Mutar. If Beit Din said something innovative, in which they said, for instance, chelav is mutar. What's meant yishogim peti? Malamed she'en chayavin ela al ha'elam davar im shingat ma'aseh. They're only chayav if there was really forgetfulness of the issue, meaning the Beit Din really forgot, and shingat ma'aseh, and the action was done inadvertently. Rav Yehuda Marav. Now, there's the summation, zachor ato ha'ish totov ha'chanina ben chizkiyah shmo. This man is a great man, it should be remembered. Shimalehu and Ignaz Sefer Yechezkel. Sefer Yechezkel would have been banned and buried, Shayud Vav Sotrin Divrei Torah, because his words on the face of it are stand against what the Torah says. Many other passages in these parts of Yechezkel, the last nine chapters, Mem through Memchet, seem to be at odds with what the Torah teaches. Me'asa, what did this rabbi, Chanina ben Chizkiyah do? Halash Toshman Karvei Shemen V'yashav Ba'aliyah V'darshu. They took a bunch of barrels of wine, went up into an aliyah, he went through the whole sefer and explained it all, and evidently this piece from Rabbi Yochanan and from Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, etc., are several of the explanations that we heard. Okay, the end of the Mishnah was Rabbi Shimon saying that if you have money for a lot of parim, or even only one par, but the nesachim, that's what you bring. Again, a pasuk in this part of Yechezkel, Eifala par veifala aliyah, semin chavala kvasim kashirasi gado, v'shemen hin la'ifa. And it mentions one eifa for all the animals. Shimon, chimidat parim ve'elim machati, to the same amount of mincha as it brought for a bull and for a ram. It's not true. Shimon, yulam parim ubin v'loyun nesachim. What's it teaching? That if they had a lot of parim, yavu par echad nesachav. Better to bring one par with his nesachim. Kvu kulan below nesachim. It's a little unclear how he gets it from the pasuk. Vim hayu lahem Elim Rubin Vloyalan Efatan Yavu Ayala Kharve Fato Kukulam Balo Efot. Better to bring one aisle and its Efa than a lot of Elim without Efot. Okay, we'll pause here and we will begin a Mishnah which will take us over the course of the next three podcasts, dealing mainly with the issue of the Shtei Halechem and the relationship between the Shtei Halechem and the various Korbanot brought on Shavuot. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.